It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The Pig 103.9 98.5, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is David Whatley from Water Springs Ranch. Great to have you in, David.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you.
It's a good day to talk about a big event that's going on this weekend to benefit the kids at Water Springs Ranch. Just give us a synopsis on how Water Springs Ranch got started and what it is for people that may be new to the area, or may, I can't believe anybody's been here a long time and hadn't heard of it, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of people within our community that have heard of Water Springs Ranch. They know the name, they know what we are, but believe it or not, there's still a lot of people out there that really don't understand exactly what it's about. And the only way that you can really get a good feel about that is to come out to the ranch and actually see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Meet the kids, meet our staff, and actually see. So people actually can do that. But yes, my wife, Carla, and I began the ranch and opened the first house in 1989. We actually started before that as foster parents, and one child in particular, we saw great changes in his life.
Right.
And we just wanted to reproduce that. In 1989, the Water Springs Ranch was born. We opened our first home. And here we are, 31 years later. We have grown tremendously. We have been so blessed by people within the community. But 120 acres later, 7 homes, a learning center, training center, all through private donations from people within our community.
That's amazing. Yeah, you said at the time that you had the choice of either getting funds from the state or not. And obviously, if you don't get funds from the state, you're not controlled so much by the state, so you can kind of do things that you think are helpful that they may go, you don't need it, right?
That's exactly right, and that is the reason for making that decision. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't receive any government funding whatsoever, state or federal, we are licensed by the state. That's the decision that we made as well, so we follow the guidelines and we exceed all of the minimum requirements that the state would have. And to look at the community and to see what has happened, what has been done, is absolutely a tribute to our community and to the people that are here.
Like we were saying on the Facebook earlier, you guys get blessed back. Y'all are a blessing, obviously, for doing this, but you get the blessing back from helping the kids, but also from the community and seeing what they want to do to help you out.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, and there are so many people, and, you know, I, in particular this morning, I think of the bikers.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of Dwight Neville. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what a blessing, you know, that those people have been to us. First time that I met Dwight was 28 years ago. He showed up at the ranch with about 3 or 4 other bikers. I wasn't really sure what to think at the time, but it was probably about 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas, and he wanted to know what our kids were going to do for Christmas and wanted to know if they could help. And they did. It was the most amazing, best Christmas those kids had ever had. 28 Christmases later, we repeat that every year. The kids have the most amazing, best Christmas that they have ever had. And that's one result of a person, that's of a group of people, amazing group of people, the bikers that have done this and have been such a blessing to Carl and I and to the ranch.
Yeah, Dwight, as we mentioned, and I never had the chance to actually meet him in person, but I heard about him and heard about him and heard about him. And obviously he's one of those one-of-a-kind kind of people that you're not going to replace because he's one-of-a-kind, but his friends will carry on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He lit a lot of fires.
They're going to carry on his legacy because they're just that kind of people. And they're going to step up and do it, even though he is a one of a kind. They're going to step up and continue to do what they do.
Right.
Yeah, they will. You know, he was just kind of the leader of the group, but there are so many that are stepping up and helping. There's a lot of things that I have learned from this group of people, a lot of things that I learned from Dwight. You know, the first time I met him and when those bikers came out, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure what to think. Here they are, they're tattooed, they got their leathers on, you know, fully bearded, and looked a little suspect to what I would typically think, you know, somebody that was wanting to come out and help our kids.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, here's the thing I have learned. It's not about what you look like on the outside, you know. It's not a three-piece suit or anything else. It's what's on the inside and the hearts and the brotherhood of these people that Dwight surrounded himself with and the bikers group. They're the most loving, kind-hearted people, Christ-like people probably that I've ever met. And boy, are we honored and blessed to be a part of their family.
103.9 98.5, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is David Whatley from Water Springs Ranch. And we've been talking with him about Water Springs Ranch. Tell us a little bit about the kids that are out there right now. They range in age, I guess, from 6 on up to 18 or something like that.
Yeah, the kids, when they're placed at the ranch, they are 12 years of age or younger.
Okay.
We've had them as young as 1 year old. Of course, a lot of times kids may be placed at a young age, and they may still be at the ranch, you know, when they graduate high school or enter into college. So every case is different. One of the things that we haven't mentioned, Water Springs is also a licensed adoption agency. So there are times when we have kids that come out and we find a great Christian family that we feel good about, that they've bonded with and the family is bonded with, and we're able actually to adopt those kids over into their forever home.
Super. Yeah. And you get a chance to see the success stories later on from what you guys fostered out there when they come back as adults, right?
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, it's one of the most gratifying things for us to be able to see success stories, to be able to see kids who had little or no chance in life to become successful, productive citizens. And I can give many examples. One that, you know, I gave on Facebook Live was one of our children that was raised at the ranch. She is now, she has her master's degree, a licensed professional counselor herself. And, specifically in children's areas. And so, you know, it's amazing to be able to see that. And we're so blessed. And, you know, and I think of that, I mean, honestly, I just want to thank the people within our community for making those things happen. When we see those success stories, because we don't receive any government funding, not one dime, not one penny, it's those people out there within the community and beyond that make that happen. And it's a lot of people. We're talking about the bikers this morning.
Oh,
we're
you know,
talking about Dwight and all of the things that they've done. But it's a lot of people. My Pig Radio, you know, last December, I think it was. Yeah. I can't remember the date. Yeah, there's a fundraiser. And the fundraiser was to eat pig lips. Now, who is going to eat pig lips? But, you know, you guys
funny.
Did.
Yeah.
Not many people.
And it was
amazing.
Yep.
And I think we raised over somewhere around $1,400.
That's great. That's great to eat a pig lip. That's
fine.
Well, you got an event coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. Our bikers are coming out. We have a run that they do. It's called a poker run. They raise money. I can't explain exactly how the poker run
works. We'll get Al Green later.
Yeah, he'll do that when he comes in later. All I know is they come out to the ranch. They bless us. We're going to do a small tribute to Dwight again that day. But they raise money for our scholarship fund. The scholarship fund is for our kids who have graduated high school that will be going on to college or into trade school or to Bible college. And it's a fund that was actually started. Jim Witham met with Dwight years ago and wanted to do something in memory of his son who was killed, Jeffrey Lane Witham. So we started the Jeffrey Lane Witham Scholarship Fund. I can't remember how many years ago, probably at least 15 years ago. And so there have been many of our kids that have been helped as a result of that, that have been able to go to college or Bible college or trade school as a result. Also, we have our Learning Center on campus. That scholarship fund helps with providing curriculum and different things that we actually do at our Learning Center on campus school as well.
So that'll benefit that. So
yes.
All right, so it sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend all in all.
Yeah, we're going to have fun this weekend.
Absolutely. especially you.
Yeah. It's like going to that conversation.
Oh, okay, all right.
Everybody's tired of that story.
I'm not going to say a word.
Okay.
I'm not going to say a word. I just said you. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. That was so good. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. David Watley from Water Springs Ranch has joined us this hour. And we always like to play a little game, if at all possible, and we happen to have one this morning. So it's Anna versus David. Don't look at the answers, David. I have to tell it to Anna all the time. She's always peering over here.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And if she had her contacts in, she could probably see them. But anyway, it's yes or BS today.
Okay.
It just happens that's what it fell on. Sometimes it's argue smarter than a fifth grader, but today it's...
Thank goodness, not today.
Yes or BS. So I'm going to give you a statement. You're going to decide whether it's true fact or made up or slightly wrong or whatever. Okay.
Okay.
The average giraffe spends 10 hours a day sleeping. Is that yes or BS?
I study giraffes all the time. How about you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So what's your guess?
I'm going to say yes.
So you say yes and she says BS.
Correct.
BS. Actually, they only sleep about 20 minutes a day standing up normally. Ooh, I'd be tired if I was them. I'd be very tired. Okay. This is going to get a little easier here. I think y'all will figure this out, especially David. Now, Anna. Well, I mean, okay. Basketball.
Oh, yeah, David's going to
Okay. Look out.
Basketball was invented in Sweden in 1503. Is that yes or BS?
I thought Canadians invented it.
Canadians? Yeah. Okay.
I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say BS.
What do you say, Anna?
I'm going to go with yes just to See, one of us get it right.
Well, David is right. Mm-hmm. It was definitely BS, but it was not invented in Canada.
Where was it invented?
The United States of America.
I doubt that. It's right on the border.
1891. Let's see. Albert Einstein's father was a mattress salesman. Is that yes or BS?
That sounds crazy enough to be true.
You say yes?
I say yes.
David says?
Well, I think I'm going to agree. I'm going to say yes.
David and Anna are right.
Yay.
It is yes. Now, I know that, David, you're going to get this one right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that assumes I'm going to get it wrong.
So don't answer.
Okay.
Let her answer first.
Okay.
Since she's so mean anymore.
Since she's the Canadian. Okay. The only active diamond mine in the U.S. is in New Hampshire.
No, that's wrong. It's in Arkansas.
Oh, my goodness. She's been studying, hasn't she?
No, I've had lots of people tell me about the diamond mine.
Because David knows about the Murfreesboro
Absolutely.
Crater of Diamonds State Park. So that's why I said don't answer, David, because I knew you'd know that. But Anna impressed me there. A couple of more, and we'll wrap it up. Dalmatians are born without spots.
That is true.
I think that is true as well.
Yeah, y'all are very confident, and you are correct. It is true. And let's see. We're going to do two more.
Okay.
Because I like it.
This is fun.
Yeah, because it's fun and we can do it.
Right.
Coca-Cola was originally colored green, or was the green color?
It was a really dark green.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying yes?
Yes.
Anna convinced me. I wouldn't have thought so, but yeah, she convinced me. She's too confident.
He got convinced, and that is correct. It is a yes. Thomas Jefferson was the first Postmaster General of the United States. Is that yes or BS? Thomas Jefferson, Postmaster General.
Well, I don't have a clue, but I'm going to say BS.
You should know this. You're an American. I'm going with yes.
Well, you said yes. Yeah. He said BS. David is correct.
Yay, David.
It was my hero,
Ben
Franklin, who was the first Postmaster General. And this is the last one.
Okay.
40 to 50% of body heat can be lost through the feet. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS. I thought it was the head.
I just thought it was the head as well, so I'm going to say BS.
You two have done really good, because yes, you are correct. It is the head.
That's why Mom always made you
wear a cap or a hat during cold weather. Y'all did well. Y'all did really, really well.
We're awesome.
Yeah, you are today. Well, David, as we wrap it up one more time, if somebody out there wants to find out more about Water Springs Ranch, and especially if they'd like to be one of those private donors, since you don't get state funding to help out, how do they do that?
Well, the first thing, they can call the ranch office. That number is 870-772-7187. Also, they can go to our website, just very simply, watersprings ranch.com.
All right, there you go.
And if you want to stay up to date with what they're doing, follow their Facebook, because you get the cutest pictures of kids just doing things.
Absolutely.
They're not gaming, they're doing things.
Doing things. That sounds like a good time, and have a good time this weekend with your event.
Oh, we're going to. Thank y'all.
All right, come back anytime, David.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.